Fam checking in right now with Kathy, and we're going to go visit what's going on fun-wise for the Magic Valley. Magic Valley News, of course, this is a free magazine you can pick up, and they've got the new ones out, Kathy. They're looking mighty spiffy over there.
Well, thank you so much, and did you notice the size of the March issue?
Yeah, it's getting bigger. You guys are using more paper. Look at that.
Well, to let you know, it's the largest magazine we have printed so far in the 9 years of doing the magazine.
All it's right.
36 full-size pages with 12 of them in color.
Wow, so you got some information in that. So
we do. We have a ton of advertisers. But the March issue, you know, is waiting in the stands for our listeners to pick up, or it's arrived in the mailbox, the snail mail or the email. You can also go to magicvalleynews.org and click on it and look at it that way. And be sure to check out page 3 for the start of the events and for the repeat events happening this month. So just a real quick update. We have 39 repeat events, such as the Buell AA meeting, Buell Hot Springs Aqua Yoga. Remember, bolded events have an ad, so check out the page to find out the ad quickly on page 3 of the magazine and on the event list for that city. There's no blood drives. The vampires are taking a break this week, so there's no blood drives until the 10th, but you can still call the 1-800 Red Cross to find out about appointments. For this week, you can check out page 3 and 5 for the listing of 221 events we found for March.
Wow.
And there's 11 events this week happening at the Herrick Center, so check out to see what you want to do first.
Sure.
Then there's 8 live music events happening in Burley, Hagerman, and Twin, so check out who and where. So, but tomorrow on the 4th at 5 p.m. in Twin Falls, that there's going to be information on hidden traps of Medicare at the public library. Page 21 will give you that information, and that's free. On the 5th, 6th, 7th, and 9th at 7 p.m. in Oakley is the musical 1776, and that's $15 plus. And page 1 will give you information. On Friday is the Buell Friday Fish Fry at the Immaculate Conception Church.
Ooh, that's always good, yeah.
Yeah,
that is really good, yeah.
Yeah, and then page 27 will help you. At 7:30 on the 6th in Twin Falls is Arts on Tour with Dorina Harvey Band at CSI, $28 plus.
Mm-hmm.
And on the 7th at 7th and 8th at 9 a.m. in Burley is the Gun Show at the Best Western Plus. Burley Inn, it's only $10. Page 18 will help you with that. And then also on the 7th at 10 a.m. in Gooding is an open house at Walker Woodworking. Page 2 that has beautiful local products, you know, that have they've cut down the trees and then, you know, done everything. And
nice.
I know that CJ has checked it, you know, out and is really impressed. And then there's the 8th is 2 and 7:30 is the play Annie at CSI Fine Arts for $20. And on the 9th is another play, Antasia at the Orpheum Theater for $19.50 plus.
Right.
And I know, you know, when people think, you know, events, they think Magic Valley News. Well, when you think of promotions, think Magic Valley News, because there's 5 ways people can, you know, promote. Number one, you know, is like what we're doing today on the radio. Mm-hmm. Website, event page, website event ads, web, you know, event reminders, Facebook event reminders, all for one Magic Valley News print ad about your event. And, you know, if you see an event or know of an event and, you know, and it's missing or wrong information, please give me a call, 208-536-0094, and it's not too late to start telling me what's going on for April.
April, I was going to say,
yeah, and as a quick general reminder, you know, Magic Valley News is a 501c3 nonprofit where donations are tax deductible, and half of the magazine each month is full of free information. You know, we have the 21 city directories. We'll have voting information with that coming up, plus all the event calendars. So you can click on the 501c3 page on magicvalleynews.org for more information and a donate button. This is, you know, it's one way to help support your community here, you know, going that way on it. And always, there's 4 ways to get the free magazine. It's follow, pick us up, you know, pick one up at the over 200 stands online, or you can subscribe for $20 a year, and that's just the cost of postage for 12 months.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah, so we're just going and growing.
You're doing good. All right. Well, we'll get people over there to pick one of those up. They're brand new for the month of March, and get the information in for April, because I'm sure that in a couple of weeks, you're going to say, we need your information because it's going to print tomorrow. So
that's just about it.
All right. Well, Kathy, as always, it's a pleasure to speak with you, and we're going to do this again next week. So thank you. Appreciate
it. Sounds like a plan.
All right. Take care. We'll see you. All right. Make sure you get one of those magazines. They're free. There's no charge for them. Grab one when you're out and about. All right.
Hi, everyone. I'm Craig Orndorff. On the next Weekend in the Country, we're heading back to March of 1982. That was the days of video games and Valley Girls. There was an airline tragedy in D.C., and Chariots of Fire was the big movie. And on the countdown, we had big hits from George Jones, Roseanne Cash, Charlie Pride, Kenny Rogers, and a young George Strait. We'll have them and more on the next Weekend in the Country, Saturday afternoons at 5 on 94.7 Buck FM.